Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, thanks for coming out to I Love Movies. I'm Doug Benson, and I love movies. Somebody sent me a MySpace message today saying they think that the theme song that they're saying, Doug loves boobies. And they wouldn't be wrong. Welcome to what could be the final I Love Boobies ever. Boo, yay, mixed reaction. At least for now, the home of I Love Movies for the past 27 episodes, handheldcomedy.com, is closing up shop after valiantly trying to bring quality audio entertainment to an exceedingly visual world. I wrote this last week, and then now I'm reading it out loud, and it's better than I thought it was going to be. This show might return on another site someday, but for now, I'd like to say thanks to everyone at Handheld, to everyone at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, where the shows have been presented in front of live audiences. Thank you to the live audiences for coming out to these shows, and thanks to all of my guests, four of which I've invited to appear on this season or possibly series finale, because I don't want to go out with a whimper. I want to go out with a group of whimpers. Multiple guests. All of my guests today are audience favorites whose previous appearances were rated. You know, there's little smiley face ratings you could leave on Handheld. And all of these people were rated 5 out of 5 smiley faces for their previous appearances, except for Bill Dwyer. Please welcome Paul F. Tompkins, Graham Elwood, Brian Posehn, and Bill Dwyer, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mother-grabbing dream team. Oh, Bill, you had to sit right next to me. Yeah, put a space between me and you, Bill. Sit one over. Brian, right, sit next to me. I like the quiet one next to me. That's good. Graham Elwood's already doing a spit take or a keeping it all in spit take, which is always spectacular. The not any water coming out spit take. Pick up your microphone, talk into it.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I get it. So, for those of you listening at home or in your car or on the plane,
or at the gym.
Yeah, it's another great place.
Or on an airplane.
To listen to Graham Elwood taking off.
Nobody that listens to this show goes to the gym.
Graham is taking off masking tape sideburns. Bill Dwyer had half a masking tape mustache. Sounded like kind of a fun bit that Brian and Paul refused to participate in.
No. Paul started it and then failed on it immediately.
Yeah. It was Paul's idea.
Handing around the masking tape. As soon as he sits down, he's like, well, this is stupid. And took his jazz beard
Hold
off.
Hold on a second. Was I wrong, ladies and gentlemen?
So on the last show, Paul Scheer was here with me, and he went off on about Firehouse Dog and and just how much he fucking loves it.
I bet you got a lot of letters.
And he hadn't seen it yet. And then...
That's the only way to love that movie.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to love it. Sight unseen. Just like, the trailer's great. Let's leave it at that. Yeah. As our, and we'll talk about Grindhouse in a second.
He has sunglasses.
But he got a post on his blog by Mike Werb, producer and co-writer of Firehouse Dog.
I'm sorry, could you say the name again?
Mike Werb.
Mike Werb.
And Mike Werb said, I write this movie. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, he sounds like a talking dog.
He's wearing sunglasses.
Is that voice Why is that the accepted voice for a talking dog? Did somebody figure out, like, well, if dogs could talk, they'd only be able to form words so well?
Yeah, they talk like a 3-year old.
Yeah, I'm taking into consideration the shape of their mouths.
Yeah,
and how
their tongue is just all
ours. All over the place. Yeah. It's hard.
It's like when immigrants come here and learn to speak English by watching TV. Dogs learn by watching Scooby-Doo.
Right,
right,
right.
So here's what Mike Werb wrote.
Werb,
Mike Werb,
Werb
to your mother.
Werb.
He wrote. Werb up? Did you just say werb up?
I said werb up, and then Doug said werb to your mother.
I particularly enjoyed your rant about the dog's toupee and that the dog just wasn't cuddly. Because those are two things you don't expect in a dog movie, is for the dog to have a toupee and be unpleasant to look at.
Why are you saying the dog has a toupee as if everyone accepts that as a thing that can happen? You can't just gloss over that. The dog wears a toupee.
Paul Scheer talked about it endlessly. That's why he ends up being a firehouse dog, Paul. Is that the dog has?
Because he's got a toupee. That doesn't make sense.
He's a motion picture star, and he.
The dog.
I read the review.
A stunt goes
awry,
and he lands in some garbage, and they lose track of where he went, and his toupee falls off. So,
stop saying it. Like,
he's right. So
the people at the firehouse, they adopt him thinking he's just some ugly mutt that they're doing a favor.
Hold on a second.
Turns out he's the biggest star on the planet.
Hold on a second.
Point of order.
The toupee is not just part of the story. The toupee is a story in itself. Why would a dog have a toupee?
I know.
This is
you
a Hollywood
think the
movie star.
Would be called Toupee
Stop
Dog.
Stop saying it like that explains it.
No, in the movie.
Oh, it still makes no sense. I side with Mr. Tompkins here.
Thank you.
A point
but
of
haven't
order.
You ever? You've seen on. A dog. You've seen a dog where you've gone. That'd be a cute dog if it had a little work done, or if it had.
No. Does it have a bald
Come
spot
on,
in the movie?
Fix that dog. They're all the yeah. You're on. Bill.
All right.
They're all just not that hot. They're not super hot because then we'll get feedback. We'll
okay.
Get all right. That whiny. We'll get that Graham Elwood sound.
You're not going to use your stand. I'll use it.
You're gonna,
yeah,
give,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I like. I,
There's
I
only
like
one mic
like
stand out here, and Paul likes
some
to
sort
use
of confirmation
it.
Hearing. I always like.
Or
that.
It's a we're about
Mr. Chairman.
Let's announce a we're about to announce a prize fight between Bill Dwyer and Graham Elwood.
which we almost
again,
had.
Yeah, we almost had. And you know what? I'm glad it didn't happen because I think you would have dusted me. You would have absolutely taken me down.
You guys were going to fight each other?
Because Graham Elwood has a lot of anger inside him.
Shut up!
He does. And he just got fired from a job, and I was bad-mouthing him when I was rolling in there, not realizing. And he was going to take me down. He wanted to.
That was an internet. It was an internet job.
That news thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's did you work $100
a week?
How did
to
anybody
box?
Have the nerve to bad-mouth anybody? On that?
Could somebody work in a reference to movies?
Well, it's me.
Oh yeah.
Wow. When you guys worked together, it was like Ron Howard's The Paper.
Yes.
And it was like Glenn Close and Robert Duvall at loggerheads.
No, it was like Glenn Close and Michael Keaton fighting to stop the... We got to stop the thing.
That you actually know anything about the content of that movie is both impressive
and Marissa Tomei was pregnant.
Saddening.
That movie spoke a lot about how to make a newspaper.
Was Michael Keaton in that?
Not
he
as much as
Newsies.
He was
the star. Jesus.
I beg your pardon.
Jesus, he was the star.
Super fan.
Was he in Jackie Brown? He was the star.
He was the star of Jackie Brown.
He had a small part in that, Graham.
He was the star, and a dog wears a toupee.
You really got to get that.
Mike Werb continued to write, by the way.
Werb, no, that's hot, and this isn't hot. It's on.
They're still fighting about their microphones.
It's like if Paris Hilton got cloned, that's what the argument would be.
That mic is hot.
It's hot. That's not hot. That's hot.
It is hot.
It's hot.
That was not hot. That was so hot 10 minutes ago.
I propose.
It's not hot.
Come on, Mike Werb is going to listen
to
this.
Come on, Werb.
But it's on.
Werb is a Werb.
Mike Werb, Mike Werb.
I propose calling the film One Strange Dog. But that went nowhere, as is our box office, apparently.
Wow, Werb. Yeah.
Firehouse Dog
Sad.
Is not doing well at the box office?
Werbs.
Mike Werb doesn't know the secret.
I know. If he had taken out a picture of his movie succeeding.
Yes, yes.
Right. And looked at it.
Or at least thought about it succeeding, something.
Yeah, think about it. Instead of sitting around going, let's call it One
moping,
Strange Dog.
Being a big mope.
He should have written a check to himself for $1 million.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
That's what the box office is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Mike, he should be worried movies.
I want to go into a bank with a check to myself for $1 million and tell him my story, you know, that I...
The Bank of the Universe says that I get $1 million. A bunch of dirty hippies from Australia say that I get $1 million.
Oh, I'm the only one who's read The Secret. Well, fuck you, audience.
Wait, you actually read it?
Yes, and watched the DVD.
What does any of what you were saying have to do with it?
I've read some
of it. You watched the whole DVD?
My mom sent it to me.
It's like 2 hours, right?
Once a year, I get a new self-help, you know, collection from my mom. You know, I got the 7 Habits of Highly Successful People 11 years ago. I got.
Did you watch the whole thing because you thought there was going to be? Do you think there was going to be a twist at the end? Like you turned out you're dead while you're watching it. That's how they tell you you're dead.
What a secret!
That's the secret.
It's all
wow. Wait a minute.
You're in a snow globe.
Movie reference.
Movie. Doug loves boobies.
I went to film school. We call it movies.
Do you like films?
I like films. When I go to the cinema.
Let's talk about Grindhouse.
Grindhouse.
Let's talk about it. How many people here saw it? Just me and Brian, right? Oh, and the audience saw it too.
Is it really good?
If it were called Grind Home.
Yeah.
It just seemed too impersonal.
What does Mike Werb think about Grindhouse?
Werb!
We'll find out.
Mike Werb said... No, he didn't say anything about Grindhouse.
Has anyone
but
seen...
But Grindhouse is probably like the one thing that keeps Mike Werb from killing himself is that much more high-profile thing it took a much bigger shit at the box office. Like Grindhouse is not doing well. America said we don't get it.
You know what would be an awesome movie?
Like movies.
Grindhouse
anything
Dog.
With house in it. That's why Ice Cube's money wasn't called When's This Motherfucking House Gonna Be Finished Yet?
Right.
What?
How does that shitty doctor move show on TV do well? It's got House in it. It just doesn't
People will watch
TV.
House for free, but not in a theater.
Because that's his name.
The remake of the William Cat House film will not happen.
William Cat House.
This old Grindhouse.
That's good. Look at what's happening to me. Grindhouse is like a fat person. There's a lot to hate. But more to love. Right? Like, there's things in it that are great, and then a lot of stuff that's just like, wow, I didn't need that. But man, when I ejaculated, that was perfect, fat lady.
So, wait a minute. Wait, I'm sorry.
Wait, there was some...
Whoa. This is.
I stopped talking about movies in the middle of that one.
Oh, yeah. So you're like, I hate you, fat lady, but I'm still going to fuck you.
No, see, that's you could still jerk me off, is what I was trying to say. But the movie does not get to fuck me, but it jerked me off quite nicely, quite handily.
But I'll let you put your chubby chocolate covered hands around my cock. Right?
Okay, five minute penalty for Graham Elwood. Put your microphone down.
Finally,
Bill Dwyer gets to say something that doesn't make any sense.
How about this? I was having breakfast yesterday at the International Grindhouse of Pancakes.
How do I not come out of the penalty box for that?
Nice.
I should come
this is
out.
What I love.
We should swap penalty boxes after that.
Oh, this is what I love. What the listening audience cannot see is the complete look of satisfaction on Bill's face when he said that and then turned around to everybody else like, yeah, that really just happened and it came out of me. You're not dreaming.
I'm sure it's the same face that...
America.
It's the same face that Quentin Tarantino makes while watching his own films.
Which apparently
with
does.
An audience. Like, I can see him turning around and looking at somebody in the row behind him going, can you believe this shit?
I did this. It's awesome.
Can you believe I do this for a living?
Oh, my God. Did you guys know that Quentin Tarantino likes feet, shots from the back of a trunk, and acting? Did you know that about him? Because, shit, it's all in this movie. And it was a revelation to me that he likes those things.
What shot from the back of a trunk?
You know, the point of view shot, out of a trunk, is in Rodriguez's movie, too. It's in both of the movies.
How can anybody do that anymore?
Well, it's how the most ridiculous, retarded shot.
I can't stand it. When I see it in a movie, I say out loud, what, really?
Yeah.
I cannot believe it, and I can't stop myself from saying that. Like, it's like, when I see that shot in a movie, it is like someone I don't like just walked into a party. That I see a person like, oh. That's what it makes me feel like.
Right. Well, it probably first started for you when Chris Tucker was in the trunk in Jackie Brown. That was the
before that.
Wow, that goes pretty deep. Like in the movie Four Rooms, it was kind of weird that they backed that car up into the hotel room and then popped the trunk open. I think that's the only Tarantino thing that doesn't have that shot. I think he thinks it's like Hitchcock walking through the movie. But hey, asshole, you're about to walk through your movie, so you don't need that.
Yeah.
You don't need that signature. We don't need to see that.
If someone
had made a box with their fingers, I would have fucking Brian Posehn left, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. What is that all about?
I don't know what happened to him. I didn't know you could recuse yourself.
I didn't know you could do that.
From this particular trial. Welcome back, Brian. You're the only other person seeing Grindhouse. I want to get you in on this.
Yeah, but can you guys hear me at all? Like, it feels like... Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you go talk to somebody about your sound levels?
I called Dave Rath.
You called your manager?
Yeah.
He called his manager and said, I need 15% more sound in my microphone.
I was going to call the Hollywood Reporter and blow the whistle on this podcast.
Elwood whistle.
1923.
There it is.
That was blowing
there
the whistle.
There it is.
Nice.
Out of the penalty box, Dwyer, suck it.
It'll never end.
So
I love that Quentin thinks that he knows how ladies talk.
Ooh, Quentin.
the director.
He was like going to, he was about to slam him. It wasn't like he was saying
my buddy.
And no. But seriously, can we call him Q?
Yeah. Q to the T.
Yeah, Q-T.
Q-T.
Thinks he knows how women write, but I watched it with a woman. Yeah, he knows how to write how they talk. But
no,
I watched
he doesn't.
It with an actual woman, and she doesn't think so. Like the whole time, she was like, "Gah!"
Yeah,
it was hard to watch.
Is that how they talk?
It is.
Yeah, that's how my wife talks.
It's hard to watch your wife making that face.
That woman was Candace Bushnell.
Yeah.
But yeah, every female monologue in the movie just sounds like Quentin talking, and they even, you know, like Kurt Russell brings his own personality to the role, so it's like another great, like Quentin wrote a part for this guy and he did a good job with it. But all the girls in the movie, it's so aggravating because they just sound like, it should just be Quentin in a bunch of, you know, it should be like a Kids in the Hall sketch where, or like Norbit where he plays all the parts.
Right.
And you know, and then Norbit. I could just not fucking go because I can't look at the man.
Yeah, who wants to see him playing four hot ladies? That
as much
awful.
As I love, I you know, he's done a lot of stuff that I really like, but holy shit.
And we know how much you hate fat people.
Graham, there's no reason to drag
he
that
hates
in again.
Fucking fat people.
Exactly. I hate fucking fat people.
He doesn't
so
fucking
like,
hate
what's
fat people.
Going on now? Where am I?
Do you feel like we've adequately addressed the subject of Grindhouse?
Not really. I really wanted to get into it, but
it's long.
But that's an amazing testament to you guys and where those two guys are at, Rodriguez and Tarantino, that you haven't even seen it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I'll say about Rodriguez. I know he didn't do it in this movie, probably not. I know I just cut you off, but suck it. His infatuation with shooting things digitally, I hate it. I hate watching movies where I'm like, oh, that's video. Oh, the fire is all pixelated because he's shooting it on video. And I know he didn't do that in Grindhouse because they made it all 70s and stuff. But that right there is like Rodriguez is half a reason to not even show up for me because I'm just like, I don't give a shit. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure it was all like lots of digital effects and stuff. But there's also
he's passing the savings on to you.
There's some physical effects, though, clearly.
At the expense of the entertainment.
Tom Savini gets torn in half again, which is what happens when Tom Savini shows up in a movie. And it's probably a physical effect. It looks pretty cool. And there's a few good, you know, there's some good stuff in there. Like, both of the movies have good stuff in them. If I had to pick one that was better, I'd say Quentin's is slightly better because they dropped a grainy print thing. And also Kurt Russell, like I said, is so great. Like, it's such a great premise to have a guy that's got, like, a fucking car that he can just kill people with because it's death proof.
Yeah. Let me ask.
He's built into it in a way that he can't get hurt, you know.
The best thing about Death Proof is no Jeff Fahey.
Yeah, Jeff Fahey's not in Death Proof. Mr. Tompkins.
Let me ask the audience.
Let's bring it to the audience. There's not enough people on stage talking.
I'm going to ask them to say stuff.
One at a time, please.
By a round of applause, how many people saw Grindhouse? Save your woos. By a round of applause, how many people enjoyed Grindhouse? You started.
Okay, I'm intrigued by where this is going. Is there another question?
You didn't see it?
Oh,
No.
Did I say it?
That would be the people who didn't clap.
Oh, Jesus, this is worse
like
than...
Don't we need some sort of a test group? Oh, like God. People who haven't
this is,
seen
this is
it?
Right up the whose mic is hot fucking conversation.
That's like the old tour guide joke of like, applaud if you've never been on this tour before, everybody applauds. And applaud if it's your first time, they applaud again. He goes, suckers, or whatever. But,
Wow, that's the shittiest tour.
How long did you give tours for, Doug?
Well, the best one on the Universal Studios tour was to tell the people to put on their seatbelts because the trams don't have seatbelts. And the people fucking rummage and look for them for... You could say, stop, it's a joke. Yeah. And they keep looking.
People get freaked out?
Weren't you a tour guide at Universal City?
Yeah, that's why
I
was a tour guide at Universal.
Yeah, that's why I know that particular
piece. You were too?
Yeah, you kidding? I was there
Bill
before
and
Doug.
I were both there, yeah. Bill was there before me, so I didn't have to...
Tremendous
that
job.
That means it's safe to go back, everybody.
...locker room every day.
I love that. That was a fun job.
Great.
It was great.
Are we done?
Did you like that job?
My name with the Universal Studios! By a round of applause.
Wait. Now what are you going to ask? Where's it going?
Now they're reading.
How many people are going to see it a second time?
No.
How many people?
Is there anybody by applause who did not like Grindhouse? One coward.
One guy wearing mittens. Sitting there clapping away.
Did you all like Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2 as well?
Love those movies.
Yeah, I like those too.
God.
You didn't like those?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Why not? You just don't like samurai movies? Is that your problem?
Maybe it is.
Your problem?
Maybe you know that's what I discovered about myself after watching both of those films.
I was wondering what his problem was.
No, I didn't like the second one better. It didn't need to be two movies. Fucking ridiculous.
He was referencing all the samurai stuff.
One guy.
Avenging and all that stuff. The fight.
I don't think the second one was as good as the first one.
I think it was just as good as the first one.
It was more of the first one. I like those movies, but this might be when I finally give up.
I'm done with that, too. Done. I'll say it to his gigantic face.
His gigantic face.
And his head moves around so much when he talks, I would just be afraid of getting hurt. I would hate to take direction from him. I might get chin whipped. He's such a spaz. You gotta kind of appreciate his enthusiasm.
No! No! You don't!
All right, this show's gone way off the rails.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Paul Tompkins is angry, ladies and gentlemen.
Now they're now they're talking about releasing both of the movies separately. Like, the damage hasn't been done. Like, they can just now, hey, here's this movie Planet Terror.
Why don't they show them one and a half?
Didn't notice before.
Here's Planet Terror and half of the other one. Why don't they release them 20 minutes of them at a time?
But see, that's what I'm saying, Paul. Ultimately, is that all those people that clapped, you only got one mitten man who didn't like it, and he probably even would admit there's aspects of it to it that he enjoyed. Like, it's... Oh, he hasn't seen it. That's why he clapped.
Oh, wow. He got outed by his nerd buddy.
Oh, wait. Were you clapping for Firehouse Dog? Oh, okay. He was still on Firehouse Dog.
But wait. If you didn't hate
Grindhouse
it,
Dog.
Why are you out if you didn't hate it?
Because I'm just
I
like
said that earlier.
Yeah, didn't you hear?
I'm out. I'm sorry, I didn't give you credit for that one.
I'm out.
I would have just been relieved that I was not the person that got called out for it. Oh, thank God, nobody heard me say "Grindhouse Dog."
That started my whole grindhouse theme.
I'm out because I can't see another actress I don't know who's not that attractive, who Quentin has a crush on, doing a fucking long monologue about bullshit I don't care about that starts with a close-up of her feet.
Was that Rosario Dawson?
I can't do
that.
It again.
But he's never
but
done
it's
that.
It's going to keep happening.
This
he's
is the first
very
time he's
proud
done
of what he's done here.
He uses famous ladies that...
Yeah, but that's what he's now. He's like, I'm so great. I don't even have to get actors that you know or give a shit about. I can break the stars of
the
my next movie.
The movie is
the stunt lady.
Yeah, the stunt lady.
What genre will he pay homage to next?
World War II.
Should do Western.
No, he's been working on that for years and years, right?
Yeah, finally.
The script is 1,700 pages long.
It's Flags of Our Fathers and... The Iwo Jima letters.
Yeah,
to Iwo
you know
Jima.
What? I want to see World War II given the grindhouse treatment. Fuck you, the Greatest Generation.
Let's give them hipster language and Fonzie references and whatever.
All World War II trailers.
Be as cool as a video game.
That would be great. I would see that. The trailers, Paul. But I guess you could probably see them on the internet eventually or rent the DVD. But the trailers in Grindhouse, three out of four of them are awesome. And,
he's going to make them into movies. You know that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, but those won't be as good. There's no way the Thanksgiving movie could be as good as the Thanksgiving trailer.
Can you spoil the Thanksgiving trailer for me? I only heard about it, and
it's
I hear
just, it's... you know, a horror movie takes place at Thanksgiving, and just there's just some fucked up shit.
Okay, all right.
The final shot is like you
guy
can't.
Fucks a chicken?
You spend the next 10 minutes trying to absorb.
Is he playing somewhere now?
Yeah.
You guys
oh,
are
yeah,
really
it is.
Selling me on this. Turn me around on it.
Step right up and see Grindhouse. A man fucks a chicken. Plus a close-up of feet.
Whoa.
Feet thing really
it's
bothers
everything
people.
A weirdo wants. No, because
you'll
like...
It. It would bother you.
Here's
too.
Where the feet thing started to bother me. Like, also, just introducing a character with their feet, yeah, that was awesome in Jaws a million years ago. But, like, now we don't need the feet or the personalized plate to tell us who this person is before we see them. Fucking stop doing that, Hollywood. And also stop listening to my podcast. Because this is the last one. No, but
this
he started in Kill Bill. In Kill Bill, there's an extended sequence of Uma Thurman's foot as she tries to get feeling back
right.
in it. Yeah, that she has
sense.
The ugliest fucking foot I have ever seen on man, woman, or beast.
I know, it's long.
And Tarantino like shoots that. It lovingly like I'm supposed to be masturbating.
You're saying it's worse than a beast
feet
foot?
Feet are like that.
It's worse than a beast foot, which is the best trailer in Grindhouse.
See, I'm waiting for
Beast
Foot.
It's for that
foot.
New movie, Beast Foot.
I'm waiting for Beast Foot.
That's what Uma Thurman's foot is like.
It's fucking, it's like Arsenio Hall's hand.
I like her feet. I liked her feet in Kill Bill.
All weirdo. Right, well, there you go. That's reason enough for another penalty.
No. Why don't you go fuck a shoe?
I want to fuck her feet.
Go fuck Uma Thurman's size 18 shoe.
I'd love that. She'd kick me in the face with one of those kung fu moves with her big giant clown foot. It'd be awesome. Then she'd do the five.
She's gonna kick you in your clown nose.
Fucking clown nose, and she'd give me the quiet pie may five fucking step fuck foot thing or whatever.
What the?
She'd give you the pie may 5 foot foot fuck?
Foot fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, she totally foot fucked Carradine at the end of that movie.
Oh, God.
Spoiler alert. About 17 minutes till Malton. I was going to go, this was going to be an hour-long show, half talking about current movies and then half Altman. I mean, Altman. No, we're going to do a tribute to Robert Altman.
We all love Robert Altman.
Oh, Brian, McCabe and Mrs. Miller is your favorite movie, isn't it, Brian?
Of all time.
But it makes sense that...
No way is that true.
I know. I'm saying, what if it were?
I know me, and I know that's not true.
Some of the panelists...
His favorite movies, but that's even Mrs. Miller.
But that's a good movie.
He can recite it by heart. I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
Oh, all
what
right.
What we're talking about is what I'm saying.
It's okay. No...
It just doesn't seem like something I would like.
Believe
me. Or not knowing me.
Brian, that weekend where we watched Quintet 5 times, and after like time 2, I was like, yeah, I get it, Brian. It's called Quintet, but we don't have to watch it 5 times.
I like shortcuts when the guy flipped out and bashed somebody's head in with a rock, but that was like...
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, let's have a...
And then there was an earthquake.
Some silence for Chris Penn, because he's the one that did that.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah.
We're not, we haven't gotten around to these people? Is that why we're true? We're doing tributes to all of them?
Yeah.
Who's died that we never got a chance to do an in memoriam
we
show
never
for?
Got to... I didn't get to get up at his funeral and say, it was so great when you smashed a woman's head in with a rock...
And then there was an earthquake.
And then blamed it on an earthquake.
He did.
Poor Gregory Peck.
Yeah, he got away with it because somebody thought a rock fell on her head.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so good. Julianne Moore's bush. It's a great
yes!
movie.
I was hoping you'd bring
that
up.
Weird triangular yellow shirt.
Yes. Why didn't you bring it up?
Huh? It's Doug's
show. So, three of the five panelists here right now smoke pot, and... I would be remiss if I didn't, and I'd be typical if I didn't mention.
Who's the ones that do?
I think we're all three here. In a row.
Yeah, we're sitting together. Of course, it's easier to pass it. But this podcast,
the guy
is,
in the Hunt in the Chapel you know shirt.
No, I don't.
Just,
yeah. Oh, really?
You know what's weird? I'm not a father.
Bill Dwyer, so father of at least three.
I could smoke pot all I wanted. It affects no one.
Mm-hmm. Have kids, you'll smoke pot.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
I should have waited to have a baby.
Didn't you see Poltergeist?
What? Didn't you see Poltergeist? That's why you smoke pot.
No, the parents
smoke pot Poltergeist. In that
the
movie.
Parents, it's Poltergeist, smoke pot.
And he does the before after bit
you dumbass.
In the mirror. I get it.
Yeah. Now we're getting some
Dwyer House Dog
comments.
Right? Come on.
Dwyer House Dog. Row, I got
Dwyer House
row.
Dwyer.
By the way, in our house, we have a one-eyed chihuahua, and it did not come to us with one eye. It was
you
customized.
Kicked it in the face.
I did not kick it in the face.
If Bill Dwyer worked in a firehouse...
It was a horrible accident involving a three-wood.
If Bill Dwyer worked
chihuahua.
In a firehouse...
Is
pretty
that
bad.
True?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Were you high when you were swinging your...
No. No! Jesus, Brian! I'm responsible! I don't swing the golf club while I'm walking the chihuahua, and I'm high! No!
If Bill Dwyer
I
worked,
have limits. I know what I'm doing.
I really want to hear this story. I don't want to talk about
Biscuit.
My...
I don't want to... I'll tell you.
Biscuit, go get Daddy's five iron.
Biscuit.
Quang.
Nico is its name for
that
God's
sake. That is the gayest goddamn name of a
I didn't name it.
Chihuahua.
Throw Nico in the bucket.
The thing loves me.
Put Nico in the bucket. Just throw Nico...
Put Nico in the bucket.
Put Nico's eye in the bucket. Just chip her eye up with a sand wedge in the bucket.
It was a three wood. Aren't you listening? A sand wedge would have crushed its skull. Golf is a hard game, Graham. It's hard to hit a ball straight, let alone a chihuahua that's running at you full speed. How it happened, the odds are
full
amazing.
Full speed chihuahua.
The chihuahua's coming at, flying at me.
I can drive Nico to the green in two with my fairway wood.
Why are you covering the microphone? Is that a secret?
That dog was flying
this is
at
part of
you
the secret.
Like Eddie
I'm
Griffin
writing out
at
a check for
event.
Nico's eye to the what? Bank of the universe.
Why was he running at you?
It was
because I was about to
hit
it
with a
story, golf club.
I'm telling you.
Because I was here, boy. Four.
It'll be the rest
you
of
think
the show.
Your dog was made of jerky treats.
Why would I hit jerky treats with a
were you
three
wearing
wood?
Jerky
you
treats
have
pants
a giant
again?
Jerky treat.
Did you dip your three wood in beef? Nico, you want to go golfing? Thwack. Ah, hole in one. Good night, everybody.
Jesus, are you insensitive?
Well, this show just ended on that. I had a lot of more stuff I wanted to talk about, but Graham says
goodnight,
everybody. So it's been a great run. I feel pretty good about. Yeah, when somebody says goodnight, everybody, they leave or you do. What? Okay,
good
so
night,
here's
handheld comedy.
Oh, God damn it! Shut up.
See, and you were worried about me.
I
see?
Was, and I
Wait
still am.
What does this mean about all the money I have in the laugh bank?
Oh, dude. To everyone who made a deposit in the laugh bank, first of all, the sperm was hilarious, but the money, they are going to keep it, and sorry about that, laugh bank.
Sorry about that.
I don't know. Scam worked. Sorry.
It's been so long since I talked about the Laugh Bank in the show. I don't know if everybody even knows what that is, but
no one does.
I don't, but I like it.
It was
the concept.
A great idea. It was the great idea that was going to make this whole thing work. And people don't like banking.
No,
it's not fun.
No,
I don't care if you put laugh in front of it.
No,
it's not a fun activity.
I did a couple of weekend shows at the Laugh Bank, and
the giggle tax return. Come on, everybody!
It's right across the river from the Laugh Bank, and it's not popular.
Oh,
boo!
Too soon.
Too soon.
Why? Wait. Is that
take a chance?
So Fracture opens today.
That's a. I shot my wife.
That's a thriller. That's one way to describe it. I'd say it's a. It's a thriller with Ryan Gosling and Anthony Hopkins, where.
Wait! Judging from Graham's impression, Charlie McCarthy's in it somewhere. Right?
Yes.
I shot my wife. Hey, I hit her in the head with a three-wall.
There's no ventriloquist dummy. It's not Magic. Also starring Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, great movie.
That's a great movie.
The commercial.
That is the best ventriloquist movie.
Doesn't hold up.
Magic?
Does it hold up
to the commercial, which scared the shit out of me?
The puppet
when I was
is scary. The commercial is still the
Throw
most horrifying
magic
thing.
Magic in the bucket.
Yeah. In the Land of Women opens today.
What?
Man, that's where I want to go.
Yeah, well, wait, hang on, there's more.
What? Are they
it
mean?
Stars Adam Brody.
Ooh.
From the OC.
He's no woman.
Hot off the canceled show.
Oh.
And
oh, I was thinking of Adrian Brody. I was like, wow.
Yeah. And
oh, wait.
He should be in it.
This is his Garden State, right?
Oh,
I don't know.
I saw
the trailer.
I don't think he directed it or wrote it.
No. But I mean, it's his.
But other than that, yes, it's his Garden State. It's his movie of starring a guy from TV that I don't give a shit about. That's exactly what it is. Yes.
But I saw the trailer for it. I've never hated a movie so quickly as I did this trailer. It was I marveled at the speed. Well, no, Garden State. I was like, I get it right away. But this movie. He's being broken up with. The trailer starts with him being,
yes.
It is this one. He's being broken up with by this girl who has a Spanish accent.
Yeah, and he does.
And she's saying, I need some space. I just need some space. And he says, look, I'll give you all the space you want. And immediately I was like, ugh, fuck you. That's within the first 10 seconds of the trailer.
His face is a
face. That's probably her next line in the movie.
Please go to a theater where that's playing and yell that at the top of your lungs.
What if it takes forever for that scene?
I will pay for you to see that movie.
It might take forever.
I mean, things are clearly working out in their relationship if during serious conversations he could throw her accent back at her like that.
Yeah.
They clearly are, it's working out great.
Yeah, maybe
I can't
this is
why
you're
they
being
would be
broken up with,
yeah,
you
breaking
dickhead.
Up.
Why are we supposed to like this guy?
Yeah. Why are we ever supposed to like him anything? In an interview on fucking The Tonight Show, you want to kick him in the throat. I mean, he's fucking annoying. And I hope this movie tanks, and I hope, you know, because then, and I hope his career hits the shitter, so then 7 years from now, you'll be at Tower Records, and he'll be like, I'm Adam Brody, you cocksucker. Give me my latte or some
man.
Shit like that. You know,
I wish you'd hit the shitter.
So in the future, Tower Records is going to come back.
It's going to reopen. Right.
And they're also going to serve latte.
Yes, that's what
you are a fucking idiot.
I just thought his life was going to be so bad.
He was going to be at a bankrupt store.
What the?
See, that's what I mean. He's going to be in an empty bankrupt store, remembering.
Oh, it's after the apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there
cockroaches
fires everywhere?
The size of dogs.
The only guy
left in Sherman Oaks makes lattes because that's what he used to do.
Right, where water's more precious than gold, and he walks around.
And why are you there? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Nico's eye. Hello.
From
callback.
Earlier.
That's a senseless callback. That makes no sense at all.
It was a senseless, thoughtless callback.
When were callbacks ever good?
Also opening today.
What? Are you kidding?
The 80s?
At 44 minutes into your act.
I swear I thought that was...
Right before you raise your hand and say, nutty, nutty.
Check, start with the callback.
<I'm that.
laughs> Okay, so now that time it's done?
Two-thirds of my act is callbacks. That's all I got is callbacks.
You are hating this so hard.
No.
It seemed like a good idea.
I just don't know when to come in.
I know.
To move it along.
Just start shouting over us. That's what we're all doing to each other. Seems to work.
It doesn't work for me. I did this setup to one joke 4 times before I just gave up on it.
Wait, which joke?
It's like, fuck that.
Wait till you hear this back.
Wait till you read about it on my blog.
Is this Grindhouse Dog? Is that what we're doing?
Vlog we can't comment on.
Abandoned premises.
How fucking great is that? A Grindhouse blog. It's. No, wait. I meant to say Firehouse Blog.
Firehouse Blog.
We knew what you meant.
You knew what I meant. Oh, so
anyway,
much,
I was at
so
Tower Records,
house.
And Adam Brody came to Tower Records, and then we went to Hollywood
Video.
Yeah,
you guys both love a liquidation sale.
I love Doug's frustration. He's rubbing his eyes.
I was rubbing my eyes because I smoke a lot of pot. But, oh, okay.
This is all...
Did you have a fractured joke? It didn't seem like...
Oh, yeah. I swear, I tried a bunch of times to say it.
Well,
I had it in the Land of Women joke. There's a lot that the America's missing out on.
Prepared material. Right,
we'll listen to your jokes.
Well, that's what I generally think is that when the host starts a sentence, everyone would at least wait for like him to even take a breath. Like even a pause in the sentence would be a place where you might want to jump in. Not like four words in when nothing has been accomplished.
Why is he looking at me? Why are you pointing at me? Why is he looking at me?
Graham Elwood is guilty here, my friend.
If I wasn't the
host,
I'd be doing the same thing you guys are doing. I don't blame you. I blame the system.
That you created.
Oh, snap.
So, law of attraction, Doug. Just Doug. What the secret says.
Shut up, Graham.
When I say so, that's your cue that I'm about to... Something good's coming. So...
Something senseless.
So anyway... The Last Time opens today. Do you know what that is? It's nope. Michael Keaton, previously mentioned, and Brendan Fraser together again.
Uh-huh.
Can anybody name the last time they were together? No, because it's a bad idea. pow! I brought a piece of paper with stuff on it.
They almost answered. And
I know. Well, that's why it was perfect.
Been horrible.
It was perfect that I reeled you in with, don't fucking talk while I'm talking. Then I ask you a question I do not want you to answer. And then, bang, I come in with a punchline.
Four-bagger home run, diggity dog.
Four-bagger home run? That's grocery and baseball terms?
No.
Put together?
Well, fucking dope-smoking non-athlete. Four-bagger is
you ran around the bases.
Yeah,
four bags.
Yeah, that is a home run. So you wouldn't need to say home run and
yeah,
four
that, again.
At the same time.
Yeah.
One or the other will do.
I was thinking that exact same thing.
You should lose your house, because then you'll be as crazy as the craziest homeless person ever.
But now it's legitimate.
When you have no place to live, that's going to be awesome. You just run around yelling shit and whistling. Did you see this crazy homeless guy wearing a gay blue shirt whistling?
Why is Tower Records closed? I need to get a latte.
I need to return this DVD. You cocksucker. I know karate. Firehouse Dog was good. Motherfucker, cock, suck, 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 suck. Four bagger. I gotta find Nico's eyeball, Tower.
Put Graham's tongue in the bucket.
Oh, shit.
Jodie Foster's at the door. Stop whistling.
Adam Brody's a motherfucker.
Wow. You had to go back.
The one too many specialist.
I had to go back for a little more.
Fucking 15 yards pushing the joke.
I didn't care for that.
If you need something to go on, one too many.
What are you kidding?
Call Graham Elwood at 555-1217.
Everybody loves old-timey football references.
Doug, what other movies have you seen lately?
What about Bart Starr?
I said Graham's phone number, and then I added one number too many.
Everybody's
is that
phone,
my phone number?
I said a fake one.
Oh.
But it was fun, though. Three people in the audience liked it. There's a guy in the audience with no shoes on, by the way.
47 didn't.
And Quentin Tarantino's filming it. His friends are embarrassed. Why must you always? Because I have beautiful feet. They need to be enjoyed.
What if they have auditions for Lil Abner here?
There haven't been finer feet since Luke Wilson. He stars in a movie called Vacancy.
You gonna slam me or not?
Who's gonna go see Vacancy today? We got one guy. Oh. Sans
today?
What well, if when it comes out.
To slow clap and like oh, God. Just, yes, we're all
people slowly came around to Vacancy. It doesn't look anything like any other horror movie where a couple is stuck in a shitty hotel and being scared, and it's only one set, so it's not too expensive.
And videotapes. There's videotapes.
Who's the bad guy in that? The bad guy in that is the average
Frank
ticket
Whalen?
Buyer.
Doug Benson says, I love movies, ladies and gentlemen.
No, Frank Whaley in the fucking trailer is like the nebbishy clerk at the hotel. But then later, when he's talking to them, like from the on a microphone, like the bad guy that's surveillancing them.
Yes,
surveillancing. It's from the back of his head, but it's still fucking clearly Frank Whaley. It's like they don't. No, we don't need. Should we have this shot where you could see exactly who the villain is? When it's supposed to be a little bit of a surprise? Right. No, let's just show it. People
that,
are
that
stupid.
That movie would be scarier if the movie in the VCR was Career Opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. If people checked into a hotel and were forced to watch Frank Whaley movies, that would be much scarier than Vacancy.
What's watch this movie I made where I was supposed to be hot.
What? I was on fire
thing.
For a year and a half. I got 18 movies in the can before anybody noticed. I was not on fire.
I stared at Jennifer Connelly's tits for 6 months.
People cheered when
it took 6 months to make that movie.
Sure. Back in the 80s, they would spend 6 months on comedies.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You could tell
to get it right.
And comedies that took place in one location at a store.
What was the one where he played the stand-up comic, the Jimmy Show or something like that? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's on cable a lot.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know that Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's in there. Look it up. Malton.
The Jimmy
What's
Show.
It called?
Jimmy
it called
Show?
The Jimmy
I've never
Show?
Heard of that. Jimmy
Show. The Jimmy Show.
Jimmy Show. Let's look it up.
He plays a depressive guy who sometimes does stand-up comedy. But is that supposed to... I couldn't tell from the movie if that was supposed to be really happening or... Because it's he just gets up there and gives these monologues about his miserable life.
If I ever meet him, I'm going to say, aren't you the guy that should have been in Weekend at Bernie's?
How can there not be a contest?
I was as shocked as you were.
Did you ever see The Dark Backward?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's not
Someone
that good.
Did.
Wow.
It's about
it.
It's a movie about a stand-up comic who has an arm growing out of his back.
It's Judd. Yeah.
Judd Hirsch.
It's really
Judd Apatow. No, Judd Nelson. That's right. Judd
I'm
Nelson.
I'm taken aback first of
Judd
all
Nelson
by the sheer volume of movies with the word Jim or Jimmy in the title. There's more than you'd expect. I never heard of Jimmy the Gent before.
What about
I love the Jet. I did not like Jimmy in that. Yeah.
What about Mad Money, the movie, starring Jim Cramer? Is that in there?
Wow.
No.
How about Clue, the movie?
I hope they give out Dramamine to that movie. Jimmy Hollywood, that was, wow. That was when Joe Pesci and Christian Slater were both like, these guys should be in the lead parts in movies. And then they made that one.
Joe Pesci hasn't done much lately, has he?
No, he's in
Good
Bobby,
Shepherd.
Isn't he?
Good
Shepherd, that's it. I wonder how he got the job directed by Robert De Niro.
Did they finish making My Second Cousin Vinny yet?
That's the one where he's retarded?
Yeah, there's too
like
much.
Like he wasn't in that
too
one.
Too much inbreeding.
I can't find Jimmy the, what was it?
Jimmy Show.
The Jimmy Show's not
what
in here.
What about that Harvard Bum movie? They should do a sequel.
Oh, yeah. That is possibly the worst movie ever.
What
movie is that?
Almost Home.
Harvard Bum.
With Honors.
With Honors.
With Honors. No, that's not it.
Yeah. I was sitting there the whole time going, is this homeless guy going to graduate? Doug, it's called With Honors. Yeah, but is he going to graduate?
Of course.
What was the one where Samuel Jackson was the homeless detective? The Caveman's Valentine?
Yeah. Holy shit. Name of that? Yeah, it was directed by someone named
a caveman.
Lemon.
Lemony.
Lemons. Kari Lemons.
Snicket's bullshit.
Kazi Lemons.
Yeah, also directed Eve's Kari Bayou.
Boy.
Yeah, I know my shit.
Nice work.
She should stop.
I know my shit that I can kind of strangely
Eve's Bayou, that
partially
was a good video
remember.
Game.
You
know remember the video
movies.
Game based on that movie? That was
okay,
a
here we go.
Video game.
We're just rocketing right into Leonard Maltin while these guys talk.
It's not their kid.
You get to shoot Eve.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Brian?
Sure.
Jennifer Tilly.
Oh, wait. Do people know this game?
Yeah, we play it every week on I Love Movies.
Yeah. Well, maybe we have some new audience members.
For the first time?
How many people here?
How many
raised
people
their
have never been here before?
How many people are here to see Patton Oswalt?
Is that who I'm filling in for?
Yeah, Bill Dwyer is filling in for Pat.
You know what? I'll tell you. It's not
Pat's going to a screening of Hot Fuzz.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great, but like that's kind of a double burn. I can't do your show, and while I'm not in your show, I love movies. I'm going to go see a great movie with the guys who made it are going
to
be there.
Yeah, he wasn't hired to go to that screening.
No. It's not a job like this
up,
is.
Came up with a letter.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be letting them down if he didn't go to
No, them. He's all right.
Maybe he would.
No, we miss him, and it's too bad he couldn't be on the last show, but,
I'm glad I'm here.
Assholes are just going to do what they want to do.
I'm glad I'm filling in.
Can you
that
tiny
sack?
Reference movies no one's ever seen?
Sure.
Tell us what you think about noir.
How about, you want to hear something about Bad Ronald, the greatest made-for-television movie
that.
Ever?
I've seen that.
And it's great.
It's awesome.
And that's the movie I was going to do for Leonard Maltin.
It was Jennifer
Game
first
ruined.
She was a child actress.
Oh, now I won't be able to find the one I was going to do. It was dumb anyway. It was Johnny Be Good.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
remember
Jesus.
That Anthony Michael Hall thing?
Oh, how about that guy? All of a sudden he decides he wants to be a leading man, and they let him? Somebody lets him?
I like him in that Dead Zone show that I don't watch.
Well, he's a man.
You know
now.
What I mean? You know how some shows you like it fine, but you don't
I
watch
like him
it.
In the commercials for that.
Yeah, in the commercials he's like, oh, he's all intense, and I could see shit, and I could see things that are going to happen to people.
Oh, man.
I would watch it if that's how he talked to them. I could see shit. It's kind of a drag.
And he says he's intense. I'm really intense.
Look, I'm intense, I can see shit.
When shit goes down, I see it.
Season pass, keep it till I delete.
Got one.
Okay.
All right.
1986.
Okay. No guesses so far.
Sergei Eisenstein's The Battleship Potemkin.
Wait.
Jamie Sheridan.
Sargasso Sea.
Tracy Ullman.
Oh, Jesus.
Still Sargasso Sea.
1986?
Yes.
86, Jamie Sheridan.
Muppets Christmas.
Tracy Ullman.
Paxton Whitehead.
Tracy Ullman. Paxton Whitehead played the professor that wanted to talk about widgets in front of Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School.
God, that was a funny scene.
Next, Jim Belushi. The Belush, come on.
Oh, is it the movie about the book, about the appointment book? No, because he was
Man
the lead
with one
in
red
that.
Shoe.
Okay.
Tracy Reiner.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Phil Hartman.
Tracy Reiner. Who's
Wait,
Tracy
no, this
Reiner?
Is this is the one where he Michael Caine and he goes back, he travels back in time.
Mr. Destiny?
Mr. Destiny?
Phil Hartman.
Mr. Density.
Filofax.
John Lovitz.
Oh, shit. Oh, is
Mom
it the one where those...
the world.
No.
You're never fucking...
Is it the one where those where they play stupid guys and Nicolas Cage
The Three Amigos.
There's like 10 more names to go before...
Oh, no.
Before you get to the star.
Club Paradise.
Jonathan Pryce. Jerome Crabbe.
I call him Jerome Crabbe, but Crabbe. That's cool.
Sarah Botsford.
Oh, whatever happened to Botsford?
What about some fucking Roscoe Lee Brown? What about that?
Oh, he just died.
He just died.
Yeah.
Oh, so we should take a minute. We should take a second.
Yeah. He died on 4/11.
He died
so we got Chris Penn and
old.
What? He died on 4/11?
4/11.
Yeah. What movies had Roscoe Lee Brown?
That was rough.
And
4/11.
And the Belushi, the unfunny one that's still alive.
See, that's the thing.
Are there
about
any more
this
names
game.
Left? Are there any more names left, Brian?
Yeah, there's more.
When people that sound like they never should have worked together are in a movie together, that's what really makes it hard.
Yeah, there's no way. Pete, that's why I picked it. It's fucking hard. Peter Michael Getz.
Have you seen this movie?
Who?
Yeah.
Have
wow, what a Jesus.
Don't defeat every movie in here.
No, you don't need to see the movie to play the game, but I was just wondering.
All right, keep going, Brian.
I know he has. Annie Potts.
You oh, like, Corvette
like
Summer.
Potts? Carol, 86? Come on.
I know.
I know,
brain,
Brian.
Pencil.
You're right. That was 76. Good point.
Carol Kane.
Carol
Kane. And it's not Clue, the movie?
Did she wear extensive makeup, Carol Kane, in this role?
Was her hair frizzy?
John Wood?
This movie.
People are guessing in the audience.
Anyway?
John Wood. He's that British-y guy.
Yeah, there's only two more after John Wood.
Wow.
So he had a lot to do in this movie. So
wow.
Carol Kane.
Big John Wood,
and
Carol
Potts.
Kane, and Annie Potts movie. Son of a bitch.
Uncle Lou Fish that saved Pittsburgh?
I got nothing.
In 86?
I know, Uncle Brian. It's 86.
Losing
Remember
it?
That part.
Losing
okay.
it?
86.
I said Uncle Buck.
John Wood, Stephen Collins.
Stephen Collins.
Steve Collins.
Tales of the Gold Monkey, the movie?
Is the Stephen Collins.
He's second billing, Stephen Collins.
Oh, my God.
When did that happen?
In the 86, apparently. What? Who else? That's. There's only one name left?
Yeah.
And that's going to give it away, or we're still going to be like, what the fuck is
He'll
this movie?
You'll know when, with this name.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg.
The dinosaur movie. T-Rex, the dinosaur detective movie.
Eddie?
Theodore Rex, no. Thank you. Eddie?
Eddie. Jumping Jack Flash! Fuck!
Oh. Wow. Do I get to do one?
Time. No, Paul gets to do one because he got it right.
Oh. Great. I saw...
What a prize.
Oh, shit.
Take your time.
I saw...
Yeah, that's the one kink we never worked out in this game is the prize is then you have to ask the question. And that's really not... You know, thanks for bearing a great prize. Comedy.
Here, you have more work you have to
hassle.
Do.
I mean, how many entries are there?
60,000!
It's a lot of entries.
Let's see.
But while I'm looking for one, Hot Fuzz is really good, though, right, Brian?
I enjoyed the shit out of it. If you like movies and laughing.
Well, that's a requirement, liking movies?
Yeah, you should like movies.
I can't watch it then.
What if I like laughing, but I don't like movies?
It looks so dumb and
unfunny. I love movies.
It looks like dumb limeys running around.
I love them.
Did you see Shaun of the Dead?
The young guy hops the thing, and then the fat guy, I'm going to do it, and he trips. No, I never saw that coming.
Did you see Shaun of the Dead?
No.
Why don't you
it's really
see
good.
It was enjoyable. Yeah.
Well, this isn't Shaun of the Dead now, is it?
Did you see
another movie you probably won't see and he'll
like
talk shit
movies,
about?
Yes, but
you
a bunch
do.
Of limeys running around. Hey, hello,
okay,
I'm the detective.
Now I get
you.
It. The limey
how
happened.
Can they make a movie without Batman? I understand, Graham.
Exactly.
I put up with the limey in Batman Returns.
Right.
Or Begins.
Because that's...
Oh, shit!
Because he's a butler.
Here we go.
Okay.
You guys. Oh, boy. All right.
What year?
The year 1993.
Oh.
Got it.
Lou Leonard.
Boys in the Hood.
No. Racist.
Because I named a movie. Yes.
You named
I
a
know
nappy,
why you said that.
You named a nappy-headed actress.
So that's why.
Don't fucking moan, you cocksuckers.
You're fucking fired.
She's a fat white lady, by the way, Lou Leonard.
Your second name, Clyde Kusatsu.
Oh, he.
That's right. Go through your Rolodex of Clyde Kusatsu movies.
He always plays a fucking judge in things. Like, he like looks like Ito, you know, Robert Ito.
Awesome.
So people think it's funny. Oh, let's get that little Asian actor.
Trouble
Ants
Ito.
Jury
what
Duty.
What I call him?
Robert.
Robert Ito.
Yeah.
Jury Duty.
I don't know who that is.
Jury Duty?
Starring Pauly Shore.
It is not Jury Duty.
In the Army now, we're going to bust out some P. Shore movies. Movies. Moves.
No, that one didn't have a lot of cameos in it, though. Like
here's your
one.
Next name. Peggy Ray.
Jury Duty.
Still not Jury Duty.
Nice try, Brian.
It has not become Jury Duty.
This please, is how I win this game. I always say Jury Duty, and every once in a while.
Actually, it's like, yes.
You know what? 9 times out of 10, she'll slap your face, but that 10th time, she'll say, yes, Jury Duty.
Your next name.
So now, Jury Duty is now a pickup line?
Yeah, we play.
Hey,
you
what's
just go up and say, Jury Duty.
And she's like, get out of here, pig. That 10th time,
she
goes.
She'll fucking slap your face.
She'll slap your face.
But the 10th time, she's like, it's on.
It's on. I'm going to suck it.
Let's go home and watch Jury Duty. I have it on DVD.
1 out of 10 women love it.
All right, here we go. Your next name, Jennifer Tilly.
Do you think that'd be a way to get out of Jury Duty?
Oh, Jennifer
if you
Tilly,
said your favorite movie is Jury Duty, they'd probably let you go, right?
This is the Body Snatchers movie, the remake of the Body Snatchers
movie.
Fucked
up idea of how the legal system works. It's not a Body Snatchers
the remake
film.
With no. Arla Emery where it's they're in the trucks and he's
Arlie
like,
Ernie?
Pork bag.
Why is everybody talking like Edward G. Robinson in your pantheon of impressions?
Are there a lot of actors left, Paul?
I'm Candace Bergen. Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg. We're in Jumpin' Jack Flash.
A lot more actors.
Hey, okay. I'm in the Lollipop Guild.
All right, so Jennifer Tilly.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, that guy actually does sound like
your
that.
Your next name.
Oh, it's that Woody Allen thing with John Cusack.
No, it is not.
That would be Bullets Over Broadway.
Your next
Jinx.
Name, your next
good
name,
guess, though.
Your next name? Paul Rodriguez.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh.
Left turn.
The steam pile.
It is not.
94. Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez.
Born in East L.A. Oh, was he in that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, keep going.
Listen to Paul. Yes, he was.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Nia Long.
Oh, I like that Nia Long.
Nia Long.
I like that Nia Long.
She is a black.
She was
dress.
In that. Is this that sperm donor movie with Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg?
Perhaps it is.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Oh!
And Whoopi Goldberg
was called.
That's her mom.
This is where they fell in love? Is that where Whoopi
and
Ted?
Yeah, he plays like a Cal Worthington type of a guy. He rides in on horses and goes, you know, buy my cars.
It's what's called the jiggy like? On your like? Vagina.
They called use
hey,
pump
buy
my
car.
Mom.
Hey,
money
I
for nothing.
Buy,
something,
buy my car.
Something, something, or something.
Tunnel of Love.
It's something. It's in something.
It's an oh, made to order.
Or close.
Made, put in.
Made
in America.
Made called, in America.
No, Brian was right. It's called worst movie ever. That's why it didn't do so well at the box office. It was directed by
made.
Richard Benjamin.
Oh,
the man
oh,
who can
oh.
make comedy.
Saturday the 14th.
The Endless Experience.
Oh, my God.
He did Saturday the 14th.
Pennsylvania 6-5000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug, you won.
He did the original Are You Love. There Yet? Or Are We Done Yet?
Yeah.
Money Pit was, Richard Benjamin's first turn into
that
always
movie,
being horrible.
Oh, that movie really depressed me. I saw
he made my favorite
movie.
Year, and everyone was like, that was fun. That was really Wait. Good. Well, let's not pin it all on a great performance
have
by
you,
one actor.
Right.
Let's
seen,
give
exactly.
this guy more movies to
have
make.
Have you seen that movie lately?
It's awful. It's like a TV movie.
It is like when but, O'Toole is out on the screen, it is impossible to watch. It is impossible to
well,
watch.
Well, I mean, my eyes didn't
my
fly out of my
year.
Head or anything.
No,
it
no,
wasn't
no.
impossible.
I mean, your eyes closed.
No, I could
no,
watch
no, no,
it.
No, 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 no. There's something happens physically.
Bill Dwyer hits you with a three wood.
The weirdest part is the dinner table scene. The dinner scene where Lainey Kazan is in a sitcom and what's his nuts is... I've forgotten
Baker?
His name already.
Peter
O'Toole is being awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just like the strangest, like,
I'm
it's almost like he's willing her
like
to come into his.
People.
All right. So that movie is called Made in America?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
I did win.
And Bill Macy.
That's a great way to end this, is I won, and I didn't have to hear the top names.
It's true.
And if we finished it right now, the program would be exactly an hour.
The next name was going to be
so
Will
let's keep
Smith.
Going. Will Smith, and
that's
then
right.
yeah, because Nia Long and Will Smith were a couple in the movie.
Then Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson.
Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson.
Couple of
Malton
what?
Gave it 2 stars.
He gave it 2.
I think that's being
generous.
Yes.
God, he must have
he
gotten
had a piece of it.
He must have gotten a blowjob that morning.
You know what? I'm feeling
oh,
good.
Thank you for sucking
stars.
That out of me.
Richard
Made in
Benjamin.
America is awesome.
Thanks for the blowjob, Richard Benjamin.
Oh, the audience
did. He did not.
Yeah, there were some people that were kind of.
They okay, here's one from.
Oh, want, by that idea.
I think just watching Richard Benjamin suck off Leonard Maltin is what got them to go. Oh, just the visual of his toupee flopping around, while Benjamin dusted his balls.
Who has a toupee?
And one dude came.
I'm yeah. desperately trying to get like a tie-in with Leonard Maltin.
Sounds like someone's got that picture already
and you go
in
and
his
blow
head.
Blow it by having.
No,
Richard
it's
Benjamin.
Downloaded to my phone.
You think Walton probably would have said, I did get a blowjob that morning, and then like, oh, I don't like the rest of the talk. What Doug said was accurate. I'm sorry, it's a poor impression.
I was in a good mood because I got a blowjob, but nobody has to say,
sucking me off,
why do you have to go and say it was Dick Benjamin that gave me that blowjob? Why'd you have to do that, eh? What are you,
hey.
See?
What are you, a rat?
Okay, there's just one name, narrated by Robert Evans.
Oh, Kid Stays in the
2002.
Picture.
Oh, Graham got one right. Good for you.
Oh, you tricked me. When is this fucking show going to end? All right.
Well, you mean for always and forever or for just tonight?
Both.
Okay. I'll do. I'll wrap it up in like 3 minutes.
Make it fast,
is there any, are there any audience
Make
requests?
It fast, asshole.
You can't request.
By special request of the audience.
That sort of ruins it.
Does the audience have anything they want to spontaneously yell out that will help us to do something interesting? Crocodile Dundee. See, perfect example. Let's make fun of this shithead for saying that. Why would you... yell
what
out Crocodile Dundee?
That's
sir.
Not a shitty movie.
Is it because you have a crocodile whistle around your neck? What is that thing? Oh, a flashlight. I'm sorry. It's a crocodile flashlight.
Oh, and then he flashes
so,
it.
Because
having a flashlight around your neck,
corrected.
That's not nerdy.
That's not a flashlight around your neck.
That's a flashlight.
I really don't have that much to say. Yeah, this is a. I'll show you a flashlight. I don't have that much to say about Crocodile Dundee, but Dundee 2, I have a few bones to pick with that movie.
Right.
That's not a way to end a podcast.
That's the way to end a podcast.
Yeah.
that's not a way to make a sequel. Like, the beginning of the movie is just him saying that, and then they show Crocodile Dundee 1 again. Like, that was the sequel. It's like, yeah, I got you a sequel. This is how you make a sequel.
But he doesn't say it till the end of the movie.
Yeah.
He waits till the end of the movie. Over credits. That's how you make a sequel.
Well, outtakes of him saying that line that never even made it in the movie.
Australian accent.
You didn't even try. No. You didn't even throw. You didn't even put Barbie in there. Oh my
god!
When Rosario Dawson fucking calls that the Australian girl a Kiwi and says that if you call him a Kiwi instead of a what's the other one, Aussie, they get mad at you. It's like, well, first of all, if they get mad at you, they're the biggest fucking assholes in the world. But then second of all, the person talking about how mad they're going to get at you is the single biggest asshole in the world, because you shouldn't be concerned, because if they get so mad, they're assholes and what do you care?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I love that. I was the only guy who looked at.
I'm just staring at Paul because you knew Aussie. You filled in the half of the equation. So I was like, this is for you. This one's going to you then. No, there's a long Tarantino-esque dialogue about the difference between an Aussie and a Kiwi. And it's like, yeah, we get it, Quentin. You've been to two different countries outside of our own.
Shit. If I want
to
watch a bunch of long, pointless speeches, I'll turn on Grey's Anatomy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sucks too. Grey's Anatomy. I'm calling them all out tonight.
Now, why do you have the book instead of Graham? Is it you gonna pick one
down
for him?
I can't read.
She can't read. You better cancel your trip to go read for the troops.
That would probably surprise no one. Like, if you said, you know, Graham Elwood can't read. I bet
people would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That explains the whistling.
Yeah.
It totally explains the whistling, because anything you want in life, if you whistled long enough, people would probably bring it to you. If you just pointed to your dick and whistled. Yeah, people would be like, oh, he needs a milkshake.
Oh, new tires on my car. Those aren't the right size shoes. Thank you.
I thought he couldn't read. He can't say I need a bigger size of my shoes. I mean, just because he can't read doesn't mean he doesn't understand the concept.
Why would you stop the whistling?
Because I get to. Because I hate whistling.
What a weird thing to come out of this podcast. Bill Dwyer hates whistling.
People
look for Bill Dwyer's new show, I Hate Whistling.
Every people week. Have no problems walking whistling. Along whistling with and
you guys
not
should fight
whistling anything.
He fucking loves whistling.
I know he does. And he whistles loud.
Hold on a second, Mr. Potter. How often do you see people just walking around whistling?
I would imagine three times a day.
He's a mean old man.
Three times a day.
That would actually make me feel good. If I was walking down the street and somebody was whistling, that would probably make me feel a little better.
He's you the know guy what? That's like, get your ball off my lawn.
Maybe that's a good way to look at it, but it drives me batty.
Not in the suburbs, Paul.
In the city,
it's pleasant, but in the suburbs, that guy's up to something.
It's not good anywhere.
The fire truck's about to go by, and people are going to wave, and someone's going to find an ear. It's all happening. That's just weird behavior.
I wish somebody would make a movie about how weird the suburbs are.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Take the word sub out. So,
the herbs.
You stop hunching over.
The burbs.
He's got to hunch you over when he whistles like he's jerking off.
Shaking.
That was me whistling.
Why would that be weird to like fuck a girl and do the sexy whistle as you're coming? Like the thing that usually comes.
Hey,
like,
what might that sound like? Hey, would that sound something like this?
Could you say that for us?
It's a callback to how I got you here.
Yeah.
45 minutes ago.
Remember when I did that on the street corner and you helped me put a chair in the back of my van?
Because you're about to
now
14.
Here we are, and you're not awake to hear it again. I had a horrible dream that I was being rape whistled.
Whistle rape.
Whistle rape.
All right, here we go.
Oh my God, Graham Elwood, the rape whistler. That's perfect.
That'd be a perfect series of crimes.
Whistle while you're because
you'd always
series of crimes.
You'd always call attention to yourself. You'd have to get out of there.
That would be the only time, maybe. It lightens the mood.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, maybe if you're whistling while you're raping somebody, and then you know, it's a little easier to take.
All right, we got to wrap this up. Paul's got one.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one.
All right,
let's do one. It'd be silly to end on one where somebody got it right.
Exactly.
Let's end on a sad.
It would be silly. It's satisfying.
Jury
who
duty.
Ridiculous.
Here we go. 1989.
Okay, Brian's in with his first two guesses.
1989.
True Grit.
Key. No. True Grit.
Rooster Cogburn.
Key Luke.
The gun in Peggy Sue's hand.
Key Luke. Okay. That's the guy always played the pawn shop guy in Asian Pawn Shop Man.
All right.
Correct.
Key Luke.
Norman Beaton.
Don't know who that is.
Esther Roll.
Fat lady from Good Times.
Yes. Yes.
Ain't we lucky we got him?
Yeah, maybe the mother from Good Times would
have
been nice.
That would have been fine.
You're right. Let me rephrase. The fat maid from Maud.
There you go. Okay. Art Evans.
Oh, also fat.
Wait, what year was this? Just because of the name Art? Or do you know who that is?
No, I was guessing who the next actor is. Isn't also fat in it? Isn't it mostly Asian yeah, and black
also
actors?
Also fat, that's right.
Wait, what?
Chow Yun.
What was the year? What was the year?
The year's 1989.
Okay.
1989.
And also fat, too.
98 minutes long. Cheryl Lee Ralph.
There is a preponderance of black performers mm-hmm. in this movie.
House Party.
No, racist.
House Party. Guess.
How is that racist? You'll see.
Class act. Class act.
What?
Class act. Remember that was the House Party movie where they dared to go out without the House Party
that's
name?
Right,
it was like, class act, what's that? Something I'm not going to see. Guy cut off his stupid hair and called it a different thing.
That's right. M. Emmett Walsh.
He is good. He's
famously
good.
Famously deaf, though. Famously deaf.
What year?
Very hard of hearing, and that's why he screams all of his lines.
Language.
I don't want to be asked what year again.
Of course, he was great in that first Coen Brothers thing.
Right. Blood Simple? Blood Simple,
yes. And he was also good in Raising Arizona.
Blood Simple?
Blood Simple.
I've never been to
Raising Arizona, too.
How do you say it?
I say so. Blood Simple, the like people do.
How did I say it?
You said Blood Simple.
Blood Simple.
Do you also say the Boy Scouts?
No, I don't. The Boy Scouts. Blood Simple.
Do you think you've met five dentists in your life, Graham? Because it would be awesome if they all thought you were an idiot.
Dentists? Why would
not just four of them?
They...
Graham's
well,
going to be like, dentist?
That something is something. Five dentists have to agree on.
Four or five dentists think that this restaurant sucks.
That's what the rating system is based on here. Oh, B, dentists don't like this place.
You're going to love the all-new Buick LeSabre because four out of five dentists think it's awesome.
Oh, no.
At least it's never a surprise because you see his fingers moving toward his mouth.
Exactly.
It's never a surprise.
He is on the podcast.
The whole audience, it is.
The listeners are fucked.
Here we go. All right.
Which is what the new THX trailer slogan.
The
listeners are fucked. Graham comes out and whistles, and that little robot flies around, and then a shitty 3.5-hour movie starts.
The robot covers its ears.
2.5 hours into Grindhouse, you're like, bring out the fucking whistler.
Where's the whistler?
To recap, 1989, Key Luke, Norman Beaton, Esther Roll, Art Evans, Shirley Ralph, M. Emmett Walsh, Mimi Rogers.
Oh. That should tell us a lot.
A scientological curveball.
Is it the movie about the end of the
Rapture?
The Rapture? Is that it? The Rapture.
She was the lead in that.
The Rapture.
Before her. So.
Yeah, and that kid that played her kid.
Yeah, her.
James Fox. Giveaway.
Ooh, British the Rapture.
Dude. Not even sure who that is.
He's British. He's always very, when he's in an American comedy, he's always very serious about what's going on.
He's no Paxton else. Whitehead.
No.
There are two names left.
Wait,
gentlemen.
He's the same.
Jury duty.
Wow. He's that's third? Right. James Fox is third?
Mm-hmm. You'll see why.
Oh, he's there moment. To educate a black man, right? In the ways of etiquette.
I haven't seen the film.
Okay.
Robert Townsend.
Black man needs to be educated right there. Bang.
It's not the name of the movie.
Not Hollywood Shuffle.
Is Keenan Ivory Wayans the next name?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Blank Man.
There's one name left. No.
It's not Damon Wayans?
I'm thinking of Meteor Man.
Oh, Meteor Man. Is that what it is?
The other black superhero movie.
No, Robert Townsend was Meteor Man, and Damon Wayans was Blank Man.
That's yeah. right.
Meteor Man.
Keenan Ivory Wayans was in The Glimmer Man.
I'm sorry, how do you say his
Holy
name?
Holy shit.
Keenan Ivory
and
Wayans.
And the other two were in fucking Little Man. They've all been in a goddamn man movie. <That's weird. laughs> Are we not men? We are Wayans.
Thank you for laughing on mic.
Wait, we should introduce Mike as long as he's here with us. Bang. We should really. Maybe. What about? Since this is the series finale, what about a cliffhanger?
Sure.
What if we don't
yeah,
say
don't
what the
name
movie
the
is?
Last name.
Oh, that's gonna kill well,
no,
me.
That
oh, that is.
People just look it up.
Close.
Robert Townsend was the lead.
People won't even just look it up. They just won't care.
Who's the first lead? Did you get?
Second lead. Exactly.
No one's like, oh, I can't wait to find out what this movie is.
The final name?
Yes. Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Wash.
D-Wash.
D-Wash. With our town. 89. And Cheryl Lee to the R.
Yep.
M. Emmett. M. Eminem it.
Mew.
Holy shit.
Wow,
what
I don't
is
know.
That shit? Oh, wait.
I'm
oh,
totally
God
stumped.
Damn it. No George Siegel.
Yeah, that's Fred. That's Carbon Copy. You're thinking
yeah,
about.
I'm thinking of Carbon Copy.
Stop thinking
What's
of it.
What's an early... Is it Saint Elsewhere, the movie? Mine is
yes,
everybody
got
but
a glove
Dennis
stuck on his head.
Denzel Washington. Oh, I know. Philadelphia. So, thanks for coming to the show. And...
I have no fucking
idea. Yeah, oh, it's Amistad.
What is it?
He wasn't even in that one.
It's
and that is racist. Actually.
That is racist.
The movie, given 2.5 stars by Maltin and directed by Carl Schenkel.
Oh, I got it.
Oh. Jury duty.
I love Carl Schenkel.
The Mighty Quinn.
Oh, wow. Fucking Mighty Quinn.
Did you know that?
I got it. What wow.
That's a good
I've
one.
I've never
how
heard
names,
of that movie.
Mighty Quinn. Did you know it?
Robert Townsend. So that's, yeah, I mean, it was
what?
Like a...
Did you say it's one of your favorite movies ever?
No, that's what I figured it out.
That's what he figured
wow,
it out.
Wow, it's his favorite movie ever. How
Mighty
weird.
Quinn. Is that what it says? Does it say Mighty Quinn on your badge at the art line?
You said ahead of Ball of Fire, it's your favorite movie. Wow. Well,
this guy is
movie,
really weird.
Mighty Quinn.
Wait, War. wait. Now you're saying Earth Girls are easy? Pick one. Your Grindhouse double feature would be
Earth Girls Easy and Mighty Quinn.
Earth Girls Easy and Mighty Quinn. All right.
Earth Girls hey, just learn how to talk.
So,
you're yelling out
so
from
we
an
know,
audience.
What's your name? Great name.
It's like if he's actually said it, you whistled through it. But he didn't even say it. He didn't
no,
even fall
no,
for it.
No, that's his name is a whistle.
He just sat there quietly.
His name
there's
is a whistle.
No, he ran up here and whistled his name on the mic.
That's his name.
That's what
he speaks and whistle.
Mighty
that
Quinn.
That was the only
Mighty
time
Quinn.
I didn't enjoy the whistle. I've enjoyed it every other time.
Well,
how about that time? Did
we might
you
not
enjoy
really
that
get
one?
Out on a laugh,
on
but let's try to get off
I am
on.
Not on the whistle train.
Quiet.
No, an interesting factoid.
All right.
That Mighty Quinn, starring Denzel and Robert Townsend,
I don't even remember what
recently
I've
remade with Matthew McConaughey and Steve Zahn.
What?
Sahara is a remake of Mighty Quinn.
The Clive Cussler novel? You fucking liar.
Yeah.
I did my research, Benson.
That just went so out of control.
Yeah.
That was weird.
So it's not a remake?
No.
I'm really hungry.
See, the first movie had two black guys
you worked up quite
in
a
it,
hunger.
Pretending to be, where were they? In like some other country?
And Jamaica Mon.
Jamaica Mon. Can you
because
say Jamaica
Denzel
without the Mon?
Dreadlocks, or did Robert Townsend have dreadlocks? I can't remember who was the Quinn in that.
Wow, that's racist.
Townsend had the dreadlocks, I think, but they both had the accent, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm really hungry.
And then Matthew McConaughey.
I want to look up the plot now.
Let's run and go see it.
Brian Posehn, ladies and gentlemen. That was a good exit line. That's it. Everybody good. Do an exit line. That was Brian's.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bill, you do yours. What's your exit line?
That's my train!
Okay, now come back and do a real one. That was a good one. Get out of here.
I didn't. I was joking when I said come back. Graham. Totally expected, totally obvious, and totally disappointing nonetheless. Now I can say it, Paul. My favorite guest Thank on the you. Show.
It's about time.
Was of course Patton Oswalt, but he couldn't be here.
Doug, it's been fun. It's always been fun. I love movies.
And now that we're thank you. And now that we are in this very moment, I'm realizing that if I do bring the, if I do continue to do the show, mm-hmm. back to one guest, obviously.
Absolutely.
And,
this was horrible.
But also. At the end of a really long table. I like how far apart we are right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It reminds me of the first
it's
Batman.
It's good. And if I was and if I'm sitting like this, we could just play everything out to the house.
That's right.
And it'll be a really fun show. The like two guys talking about movies that are sitting strangely far apart.
Like we're having a fight. But we are contracted to do this show.
We both love movies but hate each other.
I also love movies.
Describe what I'm doing.
Doug is now, much like the poster for the breakup, taking some tape and dividing our table in half so that we're not allowed to cross the line. If it was good enough for Laverne and Shirley, it's certainly good enough for us.
Work for the odd couple.
All right, I'll give you my exit line.
Okay.
And hopefully I Love Movies will come back in some form, Doug.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, too.
I hope so. So let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. I was a sled this whole time.
Pretty mind-blowing, huh? And I'll tell you, I've known about it for forever, and the winters are so much fun. When you're friends with Paul F. Tompkins. Because he is a sled. So, thank you to everybody who has attended these shows and who listens, and anyone who sat through this hour and 20-minute debacle. And and before I play the theme song for one last time for now, till we meet again, this is Doug Benson saying, Firehouse Dog is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.